Hello, listeners. What large skeletal lives in Naxxramas and formerly of the Blue Dragonflight? Why, Saffron the Frostworm, of course. He is the dragon that was slain and then raised into undeath by Arthas Menethil, and can currently be found in the halls of Naxxramas, guarding the inner sanctum of the Citadel's master, Kel'Thuzad. One of the ancient servants of Malagos, Saffron resided in Northrend, near the Dragonblight, with his strong brood. Being so close to the Dragonblight, Saffron was able to communicate with the spirits of the deceased dragons, which provided them with their own version of the show Ghost Whisperer. Dragons get bored too, you know. Saffron himself was incredibly powerful and guarded the lands of Northrend to the best of his ability. Even with Ner'zhul's malicious energies defiling the Dragonblight, Saffron and his brood guarded his hoard of treasure from any and all intruders. Saffron and his brood were able to live in relative peace. At least, they were until King Arthas was called back to Northrend to save the weakening Ner'zhul. After 3 weeks at sea, Arthas was seasick, smelt like fish, and finally landed on the shores of Northrend near Saffron's lair. Almost immediately he was greeted by the Crypt Lord Anubarak, who advised the Death Knight that they would be better prepared for the dangerous journey through the underground kingdom of Azul-Nirub if they were to equip themselves with the treasures from Saffron's hoard. Arthas and Anubarak fought through the waves of Saffron's minions until they reached the Blue Worm himself. Saffron confronted the undead and, to quote, found Arthas's honesty about killing him and stealing his treasure refreshing. Yes, I think the poor guy needed a hobby. Saffron and his dragons attacked with all their strength, but somehow Arthas emerged victorious. Saffron was slain, but Arthas used his necromantic powers to raise Saffron as a frostworm to serve the Scourge. As a frostworm, Saffron assisted Arthas in destroying the Naga and Blood Elf forces blocking the passage to Azul-Nirub. Saffron also destroyed the dwarves guarding the gates to Azul-Nirub, but the dragon was left outside the tunnels, where he guarded it against any who would disturb his new master. Years later, when the Scourge attacked again, Saffron was sent with Kel'Thuzad to the Eastern Plaguelands to guard the Black Citadel Naxxramas. Saffron's powers are noticeably greater than that of your average frostworm. It could be due to the fact that Arthas raised him personally, or due to how powerful Saffron was in life, or possibly a combination of the two. Interestingly, Saffron has held on to his Key of the Focusing Iris throughout everything. It acts as a key to Malagos's home, the Eye of Eternity. To end, here is a quote from Commander Elagor Dawnbringer. Once a noble blue dragon within the mountains of Northrend, Saffron was slain by Arthas during his campaign through the frozen north. Resurrected to serve him, Saffron guards Kel'Thuzad's lair eternally, awaiting those who would dare trespass upon his master.